Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
There it is. Yep, I'm yeeting. I had to kind of try to explain what yeeting was to Annie Rainey this week. Because Monday Night Raw was in Atlanta on Monday. Jey Uso got Quavo up on top of the announce table and had him yeeting or doing the yeet dance. I'm not exactly sure what it's called.
Yeet.
Congratulations to Jey Uso, by the way, who won the 2025 Men's Royal Rumble last night. Him and John Cena, last two entrants in the ring. Jey Uso comes out on top. My prediction is that Jey Uso will go after Gunther's World Heavyweight Championship, and they will headline night one of WrestleMania, since it's the two-night extravaganza these days. That will leave the night two main event for Cody versus Rock, or Cody versus Roman versus Rock, or some iteration of, you know, Roman Reigns trying to get the belt back.
Really quickly, because I know this is your realm, so I'll indulge you a little bit. I saw afterwards, and I just wanted to kind of get your idea of where you think they might be headed with this, that John Cena announced that he'll be partaking in the Elimination Chamber to set
his
up that
whole
stage.
Press conference was, hey, I'm entering the Elimination Chamber, and this sucks losing. I've jobbed for so many guys over the years.
Yeah.
It was pretty, he didn't take any questions. It's pretty cool.
What do you think that's, do you think, like, what progression do you think they're working with?
So, I don't think it's going to be Mania. I do think it could draw out to maybe SummerSlam, but I do think Cena gets 17. For those of you that don't know, like, John Cena is on his farewell tour.
Yeah.
He announced this last year. It was going to start with Royal Rumble. He was in the Royal Rumble. He was that's his second runner up. Which ties a record for most second place finishes in the Royal Rumble. So every pay-per-view that you see Cena on, and he is going to make appearances on Raw and SmackDown, he said. So he's going to be very involved. He's going to have matches. But every time you see Cena do something this year, it's going to be the last time he's doing it. It's going to be the last Elimination Chamber, last SummerSlam, whatever else other pay-per-views he takes part in. I'm here for it. Those of you that were listening whenever I did my top five wrestlers of all time, Cena's number one, man. Like, Cena in the WWE eyes has never done any wrong. He's never left the company, whereas every other champion on any list has, outside of Triple H maybe, which is why I think they're going to give him the 17th championship. He's tied with Ric Flair for 16. Some of Ric Flair's were, you know, TNA or WCW or John Cena's 16 either World Heavyweight or WWE championships, all while being employed by WWE. So I'm here for it. I don't know if he wins the Elimination Chamber, and sometimes they do the Elimination Chamber for the belt. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they do Elimination Chamber for the opportunity to wrestle for the belt at WrestleMania. If they do Elimination Chamber for the belt, that would mean Cena's going to headline WrestleMania 2. That's the only reason why I can't see him really doing that.
Yeah.
Like, they're going to do his farewell tour. They're going to do it right. I just don't see him giving him the main event of, you know, maybe in the main event of Elimination Chamber than having the main. It would have to be night two now, and I think that's going to be a whole bloodline thing with Rock and Roman and whatnot. So I am all here for it. I just wish that he would have came back with the freaking crop top, man. He did cut his hair.
Yeah.
And there's from the 6, 7, 8, he does look strange with a full head of hair. Yes, he does. I agree. At least he cut the sides. Like in Peacemaker, he's got actual hair.
Yeah, yeah.
Speaking of Peacemaker, let's go ahead and get back to my list and play number two for me, Dom.
Something tells me a whole lot of people are about to die. Hey, guys, sorry I'm late. Had to go number two.
Good to know.
Thanks. Oh, so sorry.
Can I help you?
Why, yes, yes, you can. I'm here to report a terrible crime.
And what terrible crime is that?
This one.
If you've never seen Birds of Prey and the, what's the word?
The Emancipation
of Harley Quinn. Go watch it. It's a fun movie. There's very little plot. It's a whole lot of ass kicking. That scene that kicks off after she goes to the police station, that scene of her in the police station shooting the freaking, the shotgun with the paint pellets
absolutely
or whatever.
Everything is great.
Fantastic.
My favorite part of that scene is when she gets to the evidence room and she sniffs some coke and it gives her basically superpowers and it gets her right to like get her second win and she starts kicking more ass. It's awesome.
She goes face down into a big pile of freaking powder and then it shows her face like she just got like baned out or whatever and then she kicks more ass. It was absolutely fun. All right, go ahead and bring number one on, Dom.
We need you to come in.
Are you kidding? I'm working.
This takes precedence.
I'm in the middle of an interrogation. This moron is giving me everything.
I don't give everything.
Look, I really don't want to hurt you.
I wouldn't stress about it. So if you want to arrest me, arrest me. You'll know where to find me.
So that, of course, is Black Widow or Natasha Romanoff brought on screen brilliantly by Scarlett Johansson in several Marvel movies. I have to tell you, had I not been in Avengers Endgame with one of my kids, I probably would have gotten stood up and walked out when Black Widow died.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah.
Dude, I had a tear, man. It didn't fall, but it started to well up, man.
Yeah,
that movie was I couldn't even watch that movie again for like a whole year and a half, probably 2 years maybe.
The part of that movie when she sacrifices herself does it for me. The part in the movie that almost got me where like I was legitimately like tears were about to fall is when Pete starts to fade away.
Bro,
Peter,
yeah.
And he's like, "Mr. Stark, I'm scared. I don't want to go." Mr. Stark. And I was like, oh no, not the kid, not the baby. Like I was in the theater fighting back tears.
So in the other part that brought the second tear to well up in my eye, this one almost fell because it's so freaking relatable, is after Tony's funeral, spoiler alert, the video message he leaves his daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Like the whole interaction
Absolutely.
Between him and his little girl, since I have a daughter, man, and I got four. They all mean the world. Two of them are bonus daughters. Mm-hmm. They all mean the world to me. At the time, my youngest, Olivia, she's 11 now, but at that time when Endgame came out, she was right around 5'6". She was right around Morgan Stark's age. Dude, that freaking reaches out and gets to you, man. There it is. Our top 9 female superheroes of all time. We did have 2 crossovers. Fantastic fun. That was a lot of fun. I hope we get to work again together soon,
Absolutely.
Dom. I have no idea when it's going to be. I don't even think I have another show for a month or so until baseball season almost gets underway. But that was a lot of fun, man. If you have any ideas for the next Mount Rushmore of whatever we nerdy stuff, let me know. Or if any of y'all out there want to send us a message, let us know too. I have a top 5 of all kind of stuff. Speaking of sending us messages, in about 40 minutes, Ask Each Other Anything will be the last segment of the radio program this evening. That's when it comes up to you. You can hit us on the phone line. You can hit us on the text line. You can ask me or Dom, Any question whatsoever, any topic, I rip this straight from the Midday Show with Andy and Randy that you can hear right here on 99 The Game, Monday through Friday, 11 to 2. Only I call it Ask Each Other Anything, because if you don't give us any questions, Dom and I literally have to ask each other anything, which we're prepared to do. I'm just saying. All right. Let's experience the headlines again. Hawks lose another one. That's 8 straight. They go down 132 to 127 to the Indiana Pacers. The Hawks are just in trouble. And now, you know, Jaylen's out for the season with a torn labrum, which, look, man, hey, I've got a torn labrum right now, but it's in my left shoulder. My right one has a repaired labrum. I can still dunk a basketball. I'm just saying, no, I'm not trying to make light of Jaylen's injury. He had it surgically repaired. I would imagine that's why he was in a cast, because you can kind of operate with a torn labrum until you get it repaired. Then it's all hell on your shoulder. So, but that's not the biggest news. The biggest news in the NBA over the weekend is in the wee early mornings, at least on the East Coast, the Lakers trade Anthony Davis in a first-round draft pick to the Dallas Mavericks for Luka Doncic, one of the top three, however you want to sell it, players in the world. We are creeping up on the NBA trade deadline. It is this week, Thursday or Friday, whenever the 6th is. And the Mavericks were up against it here, as far as I'm concerned. The trade deadlines this week, you've had many documented cases or seasons of documented cases where Luka shows up out of shape. He's getting in shape during the season. Despite all of that, he's still one of the best players in the world, but he's eligible or was eligible until he was traded. Traded players aren't eligible for a Supermax contract. He was up for a 5-year, $345 million contract in this season, and for whatever reason, the Dallas Mavericks decided that he's not worth that. If he ends up going to L.A. and plays for 10 years, because we have no idea how much longer LeBron is going to be playing, they're basically kind of the same player. Now LeBron's on a team where he's not necessarily the alpha dog, but now there's two alpha dogs there. How's that going to work? They trade Anthony Davis, who they were using as their center. Anthony Davis had made it known that he didn't like playing center and he wanted to play power forward. He's going to get to do that in Dallas. Look, the Spurs, I'm getting all, just every team, my brain's all friggle-fraggled right now. So AD wanted to play power forward. He's going to get to do that in Dallas. Dallas is in 9th place right now after making it to the NBA Finals last year and losing to the Celtics 4-1. They were in 9th place with Luka, but he hadn't played since Christmas because of the calf injuries. The Dallas Mavericks believe that these calf injuries are because he comes in or has been overweight, out of shape, whatever you want to call it. So now you have it. It's going to be the biggest story that's probably talked about, with the Super Bowl looming this week. We have not even gotten to one piece of Super Bowl conversation this evening, and we only have 42 minutes left, or actually about 37 minutes left. So you can see this headline is going to take over. I do believe, honestly, that there is something more to this that we do not know. A lot of people are saying, you know, how in the hell could the Dallas Mavericks do this, trade the top 5 player in the world right now, which he is, to the Lakers and get nothing in return? Well, they got a first-round draft pick. The Lakers had 2 first-round draft picks, so they still had one. Why the Mavericks didn't get both of those, unbeknownst to me. I'm thinking that wasn't offered because the Celtics, Lakers want to make another trade this week. They want to bring in another big man. AD was just on the internet last week saying how the Lakers needed another big man. Now they traded the only one they had, or one of the only, the most successful one, the only one that plays defense. They traded him away. So you can look for this story to evolve throughout the week as we lead up into the NBA trade deadline, which is at the end of the week. So lots of stuff, man, happening. So I think maybe the NBA was mad at the NFL, because the NFL came in and big brothered the NBA out of Christmas Day by putting on 3 football games this Christmas, all of which had a better or more listeners than every NBA game on Christmas combined. And it was LeBron who had to eat a little crow on that one, too, saying Christmas was there as well. Nope, the NFL said, not so much, my friend. So maybe this is why this is just now happening. Maybe this is why the NBA has their trade deadline 3 days before the Super Bowl starts, and we're trying to talk about a Super Bowl. All right. Cam Newton this week said that he would not trade his MVP trophy for a Super Bowl trophy or a Lombardi trophy. I'm calling BS on that. I'm going to tell you why on the other side of this break. I'm also going to talk a little bit about the Royal Rumble. Send us your questions. 404-726-0929. You can call now or you can call when we ask each other anything. Whatever. I'll be back in 5 minutes. The Bo Johnson Experience on Sports Radio 99 The Game.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. This week, it's all about buy five and get five free when you buy 10 mix and match participating items. Here are just a few. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Pepsi, or Smartwater beverages of various sizes. 16-count fresh baked cookies and pint-sized Ben & Jerry's ice cream, as well as 6 mega or 12 double rolls of Signature Select soft and strong bath tissue and 6 rolls of Brightly paper towels selected varieties. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
The details behind the Diddy indictment, Taylor Swift's stalkers, Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 99 The Game. Welcome back to the experience. I seem to see people on one of two sides of the fence on Emily Armstrong, who's the new lead singer for Linkin Park. Me personally, I forget the name of the band she was a lead singer of before. I think it may have been, I'm thinking Ginger, but it wasn't Ginger. They also have a female lead singer. Forget who it was. Doesn't matter. I think she does a great job. They have an album out. I think it's great. Open up your mind. If you're a big Chester Bennington fan, I was also. Sometimes we gotta be willing to accept change, people. You know, she does a great job. She does not deserve all the harassment that she's been getting. But I'll tell you one person that does deserve the harassment that he's going to get. And it's not Cam Newton, who we're going to get to in a minute. But while we're still on the subject of the NBA, let me play you a small clip from Adam Silver from over this past week real fast.
As we get more involved in global basketball, the NBA is the only league that plays 48 minutes. And I am a fan of 4 10-minute quarters. I'm not sure that many others are. I mean, putting aside what it means for records and things like that, you know, I think that a 2-hour format for a game is more consistent with sort of modern television habits.
Modern television habits? A 2-hour game? All right, look, Adam Silver, if you want to increase viewership for your product, you're not going to do it by giving the people less product. Major League Baseball tried this. Now, like, look, some of the rules that Major League Baseball have put in place to make the game shorter, I actually kind of like. The pitch clock, I'm all for it. Because there was so much of Major League Baseball players have gotten kind of out of their way after of being allowed to do so much stuff in between pitches that the reason why these games were taking so long was because guys were literally standing there fidgeting while we're trying to watch them play baseball. Like, play the game, moving along. That I'm okay with. Some of the other stuff, like the ridiculous beer league softball extra inning guy on second base, should have gone away after the first season of trying it. All right, but those things did not make Major League Baseball more popular. Major League Baseball has a problem with marketing their stars. The NBA has a problem with their players taking themselves out of games in this, what do they call it? The load management?
Yep, load management.
Are you kidding me? Adam Silver, get rid of that crap if you want people to continue to watch your product.
Or how about you don't sell off all of your games to 5 different services and streaming services so that way people can actually watch the game? Because it doesn't make sense if you're someone who, like, buys the NBA season pass, you may still have to go out and get another subscription or get something here to go and watch certain games or even, like, games in your area. Like, you give the people less product and then you also make the product harder to find,
harder to
and
access.
Watch and access.
So on NBA Season Pass, you only get out-of-market games that were going to be televised, right? You don't get anything else, right?
Yep.
So, yeah, it's just like extra innings with MLB. You pay however much for extra innings and can't even watch the Braves. But then the Braves are on Apple TV, or the Braves are on freaking Twitter live streaming a game. But unless you have a Twitter subscription, you can't watch the game. Yeah, yep. I feel you. So make the game watchable again. You know, it's the reason why the NFL's doing this Pro Bowl games thing, I guess because of injury and whatnot. But look, a lot of people don't like it. I watched it because it was on. The same thing with the NBA freaking All-Star weekend. Mac McClung is going for his third straight slam dunk contest. Guess where Mac McClung does not play? In the NBA. That's a problem, Adam Silver. Do something about it. I don't know how you're going to get these guys to actually do things like participate in the slam dunk contest. Jordan did it. Kobe did it. Vince. All the greats.
LeBron killed it. I said LeBron. I
think you're right.
That is the one thing. That is the one thing that I will hold against LeBron. LeBron James single-handedly killed the slam dunk contest because he basically refused to join it.
Yeah, why? It's fun. It's for the fans. So now you've done you're into this hole now where it doesn't surprise me one bit that guys don't want to play because you've got two-time champion Mac McClung doesn't even play in the NBA. Nobody wants to lose to Mac McClung. Abe talked about this earlier on my way in. Ja Morant doesn't want to live the rest of his life knowing that he lost a dunk contest to Mac freaking McClung, who doesn't play in the NBA. Come on, man. Make the product better, Adam Silver. Shortening it is not how. Now you think shortening the game by 4 minutes, 8 minutes, is going to stop guys from not wanting to play back-to-back games because of this load management BS? No. Ugh. All right, let's talk some football real fast. Cam Newton being Cam Newton this week came out. He was talking on one of Stephen A's shows on ESPN. And here, there's two clips. I'm playing both for you. Here's the first one.
I ask you, Cam, if you could give back that league MVP for a Super Bowl championship, would you do it?
Nope.
Oh.
Really?
Really?
Why?
Because you have to ask it through this lens. That was a very journalistic viewpoint or vantage point or response, Stephen A. Ask you this question, and, you know, just to pose this thought. What's more important, impact or championships?
Liar. All right. So, Cam. Cam Newton, the guy that didn't dive on the ball in the Super Bowl, who did later say that he regrets not diving on the ball, could have been a turning point in the Super Bowl. That was the only Super Bowl that you've been in, won the MVP in that season, is trying to tell us that he honestly believes that he would rather have the MVP that he already won versus win a Super Bowl. Here's part two of Cam's statement here.
Let me remind you, Brad Johnson won a Super Bowl. Trent Dilfer won a Super Bowl. Respectfully, Nick Foles won a Super Bowl. So, yes, when you look at those guys and you say, okay, what's more important? Would you have preferred to win a Super Bowl? I think that that's the humble approach, but if we're being honest, the impact of you holding yourself accountable to say everybody has a responsibility to do, and you can say as an MVP award winner or All-American, you've held yourself or you've held your end of the bargain down.
So what he's basically sitting there saying, I want to be able to tell people that I did my job, screw my teammates. All right, now this is coming from Cam Newton, who never won a Super Bowl. He was in one.
Right.
He did win the MVP the year of his Super Bowl, so mm-hmm. He does have an MVP trophy. And I get that you want to be able to say that you did your job, but the guys that he named in that second clip, they could give a rat's butt about winning an MVP and are happy that they got a Super Bowl trophy. And I will guarantee you, that if you ask back-to-back MVP, maybe even three-time MVP Lamar Jackson, which he would rather, it's going to be a Super Bowl, and I would place every single piece of money that I own on that. I don't know that Cam Newton is actually that selfish or self-serving. Well, we kind of do know that. I just think he knows that his chances of winning another Super Bowl are done. He's done in the NFL. He did that to himself. I think he's just trying to be Cam the what's the word when you go the you're doing
the contrarian.
He's trying to Cam the contrarian, which is kind of what he does.
Yeah. So because I remember I was talking about this with Garrett the other day, and I think for 99% of people, I think 99% of people are going to tell you I would rather have the Super Bowl. The thing that I think, and I kind of get some of it when Cam talks about it, I think that Cam looks at it through a different lens because of how much Cam was criticized coming out of college about whether or not can you actually play quarterback? Can you actually be a guy? Can you, like, yeah, you're a great athlete. Yeah, you did this fun stuff at Auburn. But, like, can you actually play quarterback at the NFL? And I think for him, that MVP is validation. That
it's MVP definitely is, validation.
I proved to you all who 100%. Said I couldn't, I can not only be a quarterback in the NFL, but I can be an elite-level quarterback.
And the best quarterback, yeah.
And I think that, to him, holds a significant weight.
I think that it does, too. And I think that it does for anybody, any player that wins MVP. And I think that it does for Lamar Jackson, too. Mm-hmm. But to sit here and say that, like, the reason why you play the game is to win championships.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't play any game to be the best player on the team. All right? What's validating in that? I want to be... If I'm the best player on the team, I also want to be known as a guy that brought the rest of my teammates up, that with me on this team, I helped us win a championship.
Yep.
Just you calling me the best player on the team, on a team where we send 11 guys out there at a time, like, to me, that's not good enough. I'm happy that I won the MVP. I'm validated that I can do my job better than anybody else, and that year I did it the best at the most elite level that there is. I just don't believe for one second that if he actually had the opportunity to trade that trophy in or to go back and win a Lombardi trophy, I think he takes that in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
I'm just calling BS.
Mm-hmm. I'm not mad at that. Like I said, I agree with you. I think if he was being truthful with himself and I think if he gave it more thought, he probably would, like, I would rather have the Super Bowl. But I do see it from the lens, which is why I'm not going too crazy on him. I do think it is an insane thing to say, especially when you're playing the ultimate team game.
Yeah.
So I see both sides, I guess.
Like, I would almost guarantee you, and this is, you're right, like 99% of everybody that you ask would probably, like, but why do you, you're not fooling anybody, Cam. We know, I, maybe you are fooling some people. There are people out there that do believe that you're honest and you're in you saying this.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think so. All right, so don't try to, Cam. Like, it's, you play to win championships. Don't give me this BS about just, but, I mean, we're talking about it now, and had he just come out and said, yeah, of course, that's not Cam Newton, you know, so.
I guess the better question to be, because if he could have only won one, would he have rather won the Heisman or
Yeah, exactly. Ask him
title?
That.
Like, I think that's a better question.
I can't believe they didn't follow up with that.
Like,
Stephen
so
a.
if you only had to pick one,
he won the Heisman and a national championship.
Yeah. Which one meant more to you then?
It has to be the national championship.
And then if that's the case, why did it mean more to you in college than it does? Why does winning a championship mean more to you in college than it does in the professionals?
And that's why I guess MVPs in the NFL come off of winning teams where they don't really in other sports, especially baseball.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In baseball, it's the most outstanding player. It's not the most valuable player. In football, picking the guy, and it's usually the quarterback, off of the best team or one of the best teams makes sense because without contributing to success, what are you contributing to? Everything that you just did on the field. That's why Joe Burrow has no shot at winning the MVP this season, but he had a better season. He led the NFL in passing yards and touchdowns.
It's going to be insane that, like, he and Ja'Marr Chase are probably not going to get awarded at all for their seasons. Like, Ja'Marr Chase was a Triple Crown winner, and, like, because the MVP is a quarterback award, it's going to have to go to Lamar Jackson or Josh Allen, which means Offensive Player of the Year is going to go to Saquon, and, like, Ja'Marr Chase and Joe Burrow are just going to sit there with, like,
Don't they do that?
Huh?
Don't they give out position awards at the ESPYs?
Isn't there a best wide receiver award stuff? And I'm sure he'll win that.
Because at the end of a season of Madden, there isn't a best wide receiver award. Yes. There's a best linebacker. There's a best there's a best DB. Surely.
He'll win something.
Ja'Marr wins that.
At the very least.
But I do. Jamar Chase not being mentioned in this. Like, but dude, the Bengals defense, bro, every week, Joey B's going Henderson. Out there throwing four freaking touchdowns and throwing for 350 yards. And the Bengals, they're finding a way to lose games. I don't get it, man. And Trey Henderson finished again in the
like,
top,
what,
like
15 and a half sacks this year or something like that.
Did he really? That's crazy.
Crazy.
That's nuts. All right, I owe y'all a little bit of a Royal Rumble talk. We're going to do that on the other side of this break. Hit us up. Phone lines are open, 404-726-0929. It's Ask Each Other Anything, because if you don't ask us something, we are going to ask each other anything. Give us a shout. Give us a text. Final segment's on the way. It's the Bo Johnson Experience. I was about to say one dude with a fantasy. It's the Bo Johnson Experience on Sports Radio 99 The Game. Yeah! Welcome back, Sports Radio 99 The Game. This is the last segment of the Bo Johnson Experience for February 2nd, 2025. It's Ask Each Other Anything, so get on the phone, 404-726-0929. You can ask myself, you can ask Dom, you can ask us any question on the world, and the world does not have to pertain to sports. It can be, quite literally, anything, hence the name Ask Each Other Anything. You can also hit us up on the text line. We do have a couple, if I'm not mistaken. But first, the 2025 Royal Rumble was last night. Royal Rumble is the first pay-per-view on the road to WrestleMania. All in all, the show itself, I would have to give an A. I enjoyed it. The show got kicked off with the Women's Royal Rumble. We did see the return of Alexa Bliss, which was fantastic. She came out sporting a jacket that said Fiend Forever. That was in homage to Bray Wyatt, who passed, it's been 2 years now, I think. Nikki Bella also returned, although I don't think Nikki Bella is going to come back and wrestle in the future. Alexa Bliss, I can't wait to see her on WWE TV sometime soon. Rusty, you were 100% right. It was Trish Stratus that did return in the Royal Rumble. I think she may have actually even had an elimination. But the biggest return of the night as far as the females go, Charlotte Flair. Woo! The daughter of Rick returns from a torn ACL from over, I think it's been almost 2 years since we've seen Charlotte in action. She comes back. I think she was entrant number 20-ish. Comes back, wins the Royal Rumble, which that was the easy chalk play. Like, that's who I thought was going to win it without making, like, a harder guess as to who was going to win it, because it was hyped that she was going to come back, kind of like Cena, and they actually gave it to her. So Charlotte Flair wins the Royal Rumble. I got no issues with that. Charlotte's a 14-time champion. I hope she goes on to Mania and wins the belt. I don't want to see her take it off of Rhea Ripley. Rhea Ripley's just the ultimate badass. She's also, you know, I'm very much into the goth look, black and black on black. I wear a lot of black myself. I don't wear black makeup very much, but, you know. So let's see. DIY beat the Motor City Machine Guns. Okay, that's fine. Cody Rhodes beat Kevin Owens in a ladder match. And I say retain his WWE championship. Kevin Owens kind of stole one from him. Kevin Owens was never really the champ. But in a ladder match, if you get the belts off the ladder, now you are the champ. So that could have happened. Cody Rhodes beat Kevin Owens with a Alabama Slam, which his pop Dusty used to do a lot, standing on the announce table onto a ladder that was bridged across the announce table and the ring apron. So Cody's standing on the announce table. Alabama slams Kevin Owens, breaks the ladder in half, folds Kevin Owens in two, and then Cody just goes in the ring, climbs the ladder, and gets the belts. I think this was CBS that I got this little list of the winners. It was only four matches, technically. Mm-hmm. They gave that match an A-. I don't see how. That one deserves the A+. The Men's Royal Rumble match did get an A+ from CBS Sports. We saw AJ Styles return, which is good to have AJ Styles back. You see Joe Hardy, the TNA champion. If you follow wrestling at all, WWE and TNA just reached an agreement to where they're going to cross-promote each other's wrestlers and each other's shows and whatnot. So Joe Hardy got tossed out by Roman Reigns. Roman Reigns did come back and enter the Royal Rumble. He did not win it. As I told you earlier, John Cena and Jey Uso were the final two entrants. Roman Reigns is one of the last six, him and CM Punk, Seth Rollins, and I think one of the stupid Paul brothers, Logan. Who it turns out, did you see the picture that they tweeted last week that had a bunch of everybody thinking that they were about to box each other?
Yeah.
So it turns out they have a TV show. That's what they were teasing. Yeah.
That's even worse.
Shame on you, Pauls. That's worse. But that's what they do, right? They're just, can't stand those guys. Anyways, great match was the Royal Rumble. I'm looking forward to the next pay-per-view. Not sure what it is at this point. It escapes me. Who would you rather hang out and party and drink all night with, Peter Griffin or Homer Simpson? Ooh, wow, that's a good question there. For me, it's got to be Homer. Look, I grew up with – the Simpsons started when I was in seventh grade.
Mm-hmm.
That's nuts. So that makes you – 7 + 5 is – so that makes you 12 years old.
Mm-hmm.
So that would have been 1989. You weren't even alive when the Simpsons started.
Yep.
It's along the Simpsons. Then they're still running new episodes.
Yeah, absolutely. Still getting new episodes. That's a good I feel like
Does Family Guy ever show Peter even drinking beer?
Yes.
All right.
Yeah.
It's been a minute since I've seen Family Guy. Great show, but I grew up on the Simpsons. I got to go Homer.
Yeah. So it's funny cuz I was going to say cuz I think I was more raised on Family Guy. I'm probably going to go Peter. I think Peter Peter's actually probably the worst choice because it's the less safe choice. Like, I feel like I'm more likely to get in, like, arrested with Peter than I am with Homer.
I can see that. I would love to go sit down at Moe's with Homer, though. And just,
That would be fun, just to sit back and just talk with
the
Homer.
Springfield dive bar?
Yes, yes.
Let's see. Who's your favorite member of TLC, Left Eye, T-Boz, or Chili? There is no wrong answer here. This is correct. I'm gonna go with the best looking one, and through my and that's Chili.
Chili, not mad at it at all. My favorite is Left Eye, R.I.P. But yeah,
all right. She Left Eye is not one that you want to cross.
No,
ask Andre Rison about that one. Let's see. We have all gotten a brain freeze from a milkshake or a Slurpee before, and it hurts. Why do we do it again a minute later, right after? And why did like it didn't just happen? So here's a funny. I don't know if this is a story. I've never gotten a brain freeze before.
Really?
I get chest freezes.
Okay. Huh.
And I've actually spoken with other human beings. Like, I don't know if it's only 1% of the world that gets chest freezes as opposed to brain freezes, but I have met two individuals in my life that have the same problem.
Hmm. Yeah.
And it's just like a brain freeze. It can be immediately, usually it's pretty soon after you start drinking something cold because your body's not used to it.
Yeah.
But about the same amount of time transpires from when most people get brain freeze. I just get a chest freeze and it's hard to breathe and I have to sit here and rub on my chest and you know, and it goes away, but it comes back periodically while you're still drinking the same whatever. But yeah, man, never had a brain freeze. Don't even know what it's like.
Oh man, it's not fun at all.
I bet it's chest freezes aren't either.
I've never heard of that before. That's
I think
crazy.
I'm gonna take Olivia for like ice cream at racetrack one day or froyo, and it might be my last because what if it's my heart that's actually hating this?
It's
So let's see here if, Bo would know a whole lot to do a whole show on this. Who is the better record label, No Limit or Cash Money? For me, it's No Limit. Like, I didn't grow up on No Limit.
Yeah.
But No Limit, I grew up in the 90s.
That's the right answer.
No Limit was, it's No Limit.
No Limit is the right answer.
It's No Limit. Any phone calls?
Yeah, I was going to say, we got Lou.
Let's get Lou.
Let's get Lou in.
What you got, Lou?
Hey, thank you guys for taking my call.
Sure, man.
Yeah, two things. First of all, by you talking about the brain freeze, I got a friend that doesn't have he has never had one himself. But, you know, if you got a plastic cup, and whenever you get that brain freeze, just take it and put it into the center of your forehead, and it'll go away.
Wait. Just the cup, it's like the open end to your forehead? Do you have to do like a suction cup or anything?
Not to open up just the side because the cup is cold itself.
Okay.
And you put that in the middle of between your eyes, in other words, right on your forehead, and the brain freeze will subside.
What about, do you know if it works for chest freezes by chance?
I have no clue about that. Never heard of that up until I just heard you guys talking about
That's
it.
That's so strange that there's not more. Appreciate the phone call, by the way. And Dom, next time you get a brain freeze, try a plastic cup.
Yeah, I was going to say that.
I guess that would probably work with like a piece of ice or something like that, too.
I'm curious the science behind that. Is that just one of those like placebo ones where like you do it and it just you think it works so that
probably,
way it does?
Because you know your brain's not actually frozen.
Yeah. It's really just because your mouth gets cold.
And your body's kind of in shock,
exactly,
I guess.
Yes.
And I'm wondering if I just have a confused synapse in there somewhere where I get the pain in my chest and not my brain.
That's like the people who, there's a portion of people like who have a genetic predisposition where like cilantro tastes like bar soap.
Yes,
to them.
I think cilantro's delicious.
I love it, but
now,
there are some people where literally like they taste cilantro and it tastes like soap.
I can tell you, I hate the term life hack because to me it's kind of common sense.
Uh-huh.
What people usually say are life
yes,
hacks.
Yes.
This could be a food hack for you, though. If you are one of those people that do think cilantro tastes like soap, stop cutting up the stems of your cilantro. Of course, you probably don't eat it
mm-hmm.
at this point in your life if you do think it tastes like soap. But it's the cilantro stem that actually tastes metallic or soapy-like.
Hmm.
So if you want to enjoy cilantro again, if you ever did, don't cut up the stems of the cilantro. You'll start noticing this. Like, you'll go to like a Mexican restaurant or something like that, anything with cilantro on it, sometimes you'll see a whole cilantro stem just cut up on top of your taco.
Yeah.
You know, that's what tastes like soap, just for future reference. Cilantro is delicious, though. I don't get that at all.
I said, if you're one of those people, that sucks. It's like people who have like a shellfish allergy. I couldn't relate.
Dude.
Don't know how
I'm so
live.
Glad I don't have that.
Oh, my goodness.
Because seafood is not only my favorite food genre, but
literally eat it every day.
Oysters, crawfish, bring it all on. Bring it. Mussels. Oh, yeah. Speaking of food, what's the weirdest food, Dom, that you've ever eaten?
The weirdest food. So I have had beef heart. So I was
What do they call that? There's a name for that.
I can't remember exactly what it was. I had it when I was in New York. It's like the Llama Den or something like that is the name of the place. But it's kind of like it's almost like a tapas style restaurant where like they have a bunch of different kind of like, you know, things that you order and stuff like that. But you know, I saw it on there and I was like, you know what? Why not? Let's try it.
So nobody surprised you with this.
No. This was my decision. Yes.
Would you eat it again?
Yes, I loved it. I actually ordered a second plate of it.
So was it? What was the tenderness like? Was it like a fillet?
It's very
thick
soft
and tough, like a sirloin. Very soft.
It's very soft. It was a little chewy, but texture wise, it wasn't tough. Great flavor. I had my reservations because I see beef heart, but I'm like, you know what? Why not? Let's try it. And I was thoroughly surprised.
So because of this
delicious
conversation, if that ever crosses my path, I've never had the invitation. I've never had it on a menu. Never had anybody try to serve me beef heart.
Well,
I'll try it now because if I ever get that opportunity. So for me, if you listen to the midday show with Andy and Randy right here Monday through Friday, 11 to 2 on Sports Radio 929 The Game, we have conversations about food. Both Randy and I are from the country. Andy's a Pacific Northwesterner. Abe's from Georgia, but went to Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
Not 100% sure where Abe hails from, but we have conversations about food because some people can't believe that I've ever eaten and grew up on squirrel.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I guess the strangest food that other people think that I've eaten is probably squirrel.
Yeah.
But dude, I literally grew up going to my grandma's house. There'd be a pot of gumbo on the stove and there's squirrel legs just sticking out of it. And when you get your gumbo, you better get you some of them squirrel legs. Cause that's the best part.
You make better squirrel than Xavier Leggett.
Oh, I don't know, man. Makes raccoon.
Yeah, I was saying you saw his coon.
I want to try Xavier Leggett's freaking raccoon. I'd love to try his squirrel too.
I was gonna say it looked good when he brought it in. I saw one time he brought it into the locker room. And I was like, it looks pretty good. I'd try it.
I don't know who could put this together. Probably no one. I want to go on a hog hunt with Xavier Leggett. Can you imagine?
Yes. Oh my goodness.
Going on a hog hunt with this guy with and him. The stories that he would, oh my God.
I could just, he's just one of the people, just talk. Just, I can just listen to him. 100%,
bro. He's like my new favorite talker in the NFL. Mm-hmm. Can't call him my favorite receiver, he plays for the enemy.
right.
But yeah. Dude, love that guy. What
have
you got?
Have you ever had, I'm pretty sure I think I've asked you this before. Are you big on frog legs?
Yeah. Oh, 100. Yes.
See,
yes,
that's another one where I tell people I love frog legs and frog legs, I kind of get, I get a weird look. Frog legs are delicious.
Have you ever been frog gigging?
I have not.
So, yeah, man, I could go into the woods and grab a frog or a squirrel and come right back in here to 99 The Game and clean it right in front of you
Awesome.
And, yeah, man, I mean, frogs are easy because the only meaty part of a frog is the leg, but you got to skin it,
mm-hmm.
which is the same with catfish. You got to skin catfish. You got to skin squirrels. You got to skin raccoons. You know, everybody had – there was the picture that surfaced of Xavier Leggett holding up a skinned squirrel. People lost their minds. Like, if you're from the country, this is very normal.
Yeah.
Now, to go post it on social media, maybe not. But,
a little different.
You know. Foot massage or hand massage?
Foot massage.
Foot massage, I've never had one from a professional, but I do think that's probably the thing.
Yeah,
I can massage my own hand. I bet it's awesome. I've never had a foot massage or a pedicure or anything.
You get more pressure on your feet, too, just from standing and walking on them all day. Foot massage, 1,000%.
That sounds amazing. All right, well, on that note, over under 49.5 in the Super Bowl from the 6-7-8.
Ooh, I'll take the over.
I think I'm going under. These are like the Chiefs. I haven't looked at this on paper. Chiefs have to be the most improved defense from last year or this year. Chiefs defense this year is the reason why they won 15 mm-hmm. games.
Absolutely.
It's that guy, too. It's 15-2. But both two great defenses. Of course, Saquon could score 21 points by himself.
And that's my thing. I think Saquon will allow the Eagles to score enough points, and then I think Mahomes just won't be outdone.
I don't know if you can outdo Mahomes, though. That's the thing. We never even got to talk about the Super Bowl, man. All right, but hey, that's it. We're out of time. Thanks, everybody that sent us questions. Dom, thank you very much. Excellent work, as always. I very much appreciate you. I hope we work together soon. That's it for me. I'll see y'all soon. Or if you listen to the Midday Show with Andy and Randy, I'll see you tomorrow morning at 11. Bye.